You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Praise God, hallelujah, the Miracle Blessing and Healing Broadcast. Thank God for what God is doing. This is a day that the Lord has made. Yes. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to know Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I am the Lord thy God. I change not. Praise God. Evangelist Sheila Cochran is coming with our announcement. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, beautiful people of God. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
Get up from there. God has a right now word for you on today.
Hallelujah.
I am going to make these announcements brief so we can get right to the word.
Yes.
I want you to join me on tonight.
Tonight
at 8 p.m., God has a word for the people of God.
Yes.
I will be ministering under the power of God. Join us on tonight as
Thank
I minister.
You.
The word at 8 p.m. at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center at 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue in Melbourne, Florida. God has a word for his people. And then join us on Friday night at 8 p.m. where prophetess evangelist Serena Williams will be breaking forth the bread of life. God, everything is going down. You hear about the planes is going down. Oh God, even the ships there are going down. Everything is going down, but the word, and hey, that's where we have safety at. That's why David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Come on out and hear the word of God, and then join us on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where Pastor Andre Smith will be bringing forth the word of God. Come on out and join us at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. You don't want to miss these services because God has a word for the people of God. God bless you, and on to our anointed Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. He that has an ear, you better hear what the Spirit is saying on today. God bless you.
Yes, thank you, Evangelist Sheila Cochran. I thank God for you. Amen.
Yes, amen.
And what God is doing in your life.
Yes, amen.
God gave her another healing on Mother's Day.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God will heal you any day. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Children's Day. Amen. And God healed her.
Yes, he
amen.
Did.
Amen. And I want to talk, amen, from Proverbs 31.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The 10th verse. Who can find a virtuous woman?
Ooh,
hallelujah. Glory to God. That is what Solomon said.
Yes.
And Solomon was looking for a virtuous woman.
Yes.
Solomon was a man to many women.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But he was looking for a virtuous woman.
Yes.
And many men today are looking for a virtuous woman.
Yes.
Not only are men looking for a virtuous woman, but women are looking for a virtuous man.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Bible say, for her price is far above rubies.
Ooh.
I want you to know, a virtuous woman, price is far above rubies, diamond, gold.
Come on.
I don't care what you bring to the table. If you have a virtuous woman, a woman that's full of God, a woman that's anointed, praise God, hallelujah, with the word of God, you have a woman that you can, amen, trust. You got a woman, hallelujah, that you can believe on. Read on from it, the 11th verse, if you will, please.
The heart of her husband.
Heart of her husband.
Do it safely, trust in her.
Do it safely, trust. See, you just can't trust any kind of woman.
Yes.
But this kind of woman you can trust. The husband can trust after them. You don't have to have a tracker. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to be trailing behind them. Praise God, because, amen, you know God has blessed you with this woman.
Yes.
Praise God, hallelujah. And so, amen, you trust her. The man trusts her.
Yes.
Praise God, and I want you to know trust is a great thing.
Amen.
Amen. If you are not trusted, if a man don't trust you, if people don't trust you, they don't believe in you.
Amen.
Praise God, hallelujah. So, trust has to be in a marriage. Trust has to be in the church. Trust has to be in the man or woman of God. Read on for me, please.
So that he shall have no need of spoil.
You don't have no need of spoil. No need of being troubled. No need of crying. No need of worrying. breaking down because of what she is doing. Read on, please.
She will do him good.
She'll do him good.
And not evil.
And not evil.
All the days of her
all
life.
All the days of her life. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got a good woman. She'll do you good all the days of her life. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's why it's important to have the right kind of woman in your life.
Yes.
It's important, amen, to be prayerful and seek God for the right choice.
Yes.
Amen. You need to make the right choice and know that it's God. I'm saying that the devil is not going to fight you. I'm not saying that the devil is not going to come against your marriage, but God honors marriage.
Yes.
Amen. God put the family together. That's what the Bible say. Amen. Hallelujah. God made male and female. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he took out of Adam a rib. Amen. And made the woman.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God put them together. And so God honors marriage. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want you to know, when you do it God's way, you won't have to worry. I'm not talking about, amen, hallelujah, two women being together.
Come on.
Or two men being together.
Come on.
That's not God's will. Yes, we must love you and pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, God created the male and female.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And God expect a man and a woman to be together.
Come on.
I know the world, amen, allow many things, but God does not allow it.
Amen.
And so we have to do it God's way. We have to do what God say. Read on the 26th verse, if you will, please.
She openeth her mouth with wisdom.
She opened her mouth with wisdom. A lot of people speaking, but they're not speaking with wisdom. Anything come to them is what come out of them.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But a virtuous woman has wisdom, and she speaks with wisdom. Wisdom come out of her mouth. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anytime you speak, you ought to be saying, would Jesus say that? Because you're modeling, hallelujah, and following after Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so you need to open your mouth with wisdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be wise. Amen. Wisdom is the principal thing.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need wisdom. Read on for me, please.
And in her tongue is the law of kindness.
And in her tongue is the law of kindness. Listen, many of you need the law of kindness.
Yes.
Amen. You're too bitter. You're mad at everybody.
Come on.
Praise God. Angry. Hallelujah. At everybody. Amen. When you need to check yourself. Amen. Examine yourself. Amen. And pray to God and say, Father, put in my tongue the law of wisdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me wake up with wisdom.
Yes.
Let me lay down with wisdom.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And let the hallelujah law of kindness be in me. Let
yes.
me be kind. For the Bible says, be kind. Be kind one to another.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you let the devil use you. Amen. Oh. Hallelujah. Don't you let the devil tell you what to say.
Yes.
And you open your mouth and say it. But you, amen, listen to God. You need to hear God. You need to hear what God is saying. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. God is speaking to you.
Amen.
God is speaking through the woman of God,
yes.
the man of God, through the apostle, the prophet.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The pastor, the teacher, the evangelist. God is speaking to you.
Yes.
But you need to listen. Read on for me, please.
She looketh well to the ways of her household.
She looked well. Amen. You need to watch how you look. Praise God. Hallelujah. Wearing all kind of stuff.
Ooh,
amen. Hallelujah.
God.
Glory to God. Walking around in your house. I know that's your house. But amen. Hallelujah. You need respect in your house. And you need your children. Praise God, hallelujah, to respect you. Amen, praise God, amen. You and your husband in your room, that's a different thing because you close your door.
Yes.
Praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God that you need to look well. Amen, hallelujah, to your household. You
yes.
need to gain respect in your household.
Yes.
Praise God, because if you don't do it in your household, when you come out of your house, praise God, you will still do anything.
Yes.
You got to be taught. Amen. And many of you need to be taught.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because you are not of the world. You are not in the world now. You are of the world, but amen, and in the world. Hallelujah, glory to God. But now you are saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah, glory to God. You need to respect yourself and your body. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And so, amen, praise God, you need to look well to the ways of your household.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because your girls are watching you.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And they're going to do just what you do.
That's
praise
right.
God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Just like you live.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. They see you doing and they think it's all right.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. But you need to respect yourself.
Amen.
You need to respect your family. You need to respect your life.
Yes.
Praise God. Get it right.
Yes.
Amen. Read on for me, please.
And eat not the bread of idleness.
Don't eat the bread of idleness. Mm-hmm. Many of you idling. Amen. The devil talking to you all day long.
Yes.
And you listening to what he say. You need to get in your word and read your word.
Yes.
Amen. I know you. Many of you jump on Facebook and say all kind of things on Facebook.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. What? Because now you got a platform that you can say whatever you want to. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you're saying a lot of things because you're idling.
Yes.
Amen. But you need to get in the word of God.
That's right.
You might need to say what the Spirit say, tell you to say. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because of your idleness. Amen. You eating the bread of idleness. The devil is talking to you. The devil is using
God.
You. The devil is telling you what to say. But you better hear God.
Yes.
Amen. You better speak what God say. And otherwise, close your mouth.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let God lead you. The devil lead you long enough. Amen. But you need to say, devil, you are not leading me. Because I'm not going to be sitting here idling, thinking about what you say. The devil talk to you all day long, but you need to bind the devil.
Yes.
Rebuke him. Resist the devil. And the Bible say he would flee from you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Read on for me, please.
Her children arise up.
Children arise up.
And call her blessed.
Yes, yes. It's wonderful when your children can call you blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know we got rebellious children
mm-hmm.
that say all kind of things. Amen. About you. Amen. And talk about you. Amen. Glory to God. But you make it a lie.
That's
amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. And don't, hallelujah, bank on what you did in the past.
Yes.
If God saved you, if God delivered you, amen, hallelujah, he made you a new creature. Old things are passed away, and now, behold, all things are new.
Yes.
Praise God, hallelujah. And before you leave here, and before they leave here, I guarantee you, they're going to call you blessed.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God, because they're going to recognize God on the inside of you. They're going to recognize the anointing that's on the inside of you because you're living right, because you are walking right. The
yes.
Bible said, be ye holy, for I am holy. It's time to be holy.
Yes.
It's time to walk and live right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you're going to have to give an account of every deed that's done in your body.
Yes.
But I want you to know, thank God for his goodness and mercy. Thank God for his amazing grace. God has amazing grace,
yes.
and his grace had brought you out. Hallelujah, glory to God. But when he bring you out, he don't want you to continue in sin. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Hallelujah, God forbid. When you, hallelujah, come out of sin, don't go back to it. The devil is a liar. You may fall, but get back up. and start serving God and praising God, because your children are watching you. People are watching you now. People are watching the way you talk, the way you walk. Hallelujah, glory to God. Everything about you. And so when you, hallelujah, raise your children, you want them to call you blessed. Yes. Read on for me, please.
Her husband also.
Her husband also.
And he praises her.
And he praises her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not. He argued her. Amen. He talk about her.
Come
he
on.
Render her. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the Bible say he also praises her.
Yes.
I got a good wife.
Yes.
I know what I got.
Come on.
I got a woman that I can trust.
Come
a
on.
Woman that will do me good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because she's saved now. She got the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is working in her. The Holy Ghost is using her. Don't you want the Holy Ghost to use you? Don't you want the power of God to use you? Who can find a virtuous woman? I know you're looking for one.
Yes.
Don't you worry. God got one for you. If you want one, God will give you one.
Yes.
But you got to wait on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to say, God, who is your choice? Who did you choose for me? Praise God. And once you come together, keep on praying. Grab hands together as husband and wife and pray together. Family that prays together, you will stay together. Hallelujah. Because you must always pray and never faint. Hallelujah. It's good to be virtuous. Read on for me, please.
Many daughters have done virtuously.
Many daughters have done virtuously. There's a lot of great women.
Yes.
There's a lot of virtuous women out there. Praise mm-hmm. God. And they have done great. And they are doing virtuous things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the virtuous daughter. Hallelujah, that's doing the right thing,
yes.
That's living the right way.
Yes.
God got some people
yes.
that want to be holy.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. The world don't have everybody.
Yes.
Everybody is not out there, amen, doing what the devil say,
yes.
Living like the devil say, amen. Many of us are sold out to God, and we are hearing God. Read on for me, please.
But thou excelleth them
but
all.
But the righteous and virtuous woman excelleth them
ooh,
all.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. They are above every one of the women.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm glad for, amen, that virtuous woman.
Thank
I'm
you.
Glad for that woman that's, amen, excelling,
ooh,
that's
hallelujah.
Going above the other women's. Women's looking at them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And being amazed. God will cause them to be amazed because, amen, they see the anointing on your life.
Ooh,
they
hallelujah.
See the power of God on
ooh,
your
yeah.
life. They hear when you speak as an oracle of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even the devil know you.
Ooh, hallelujah.
The devil know who you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Read on for me, please.
Favor is deceitful.
Favor is deceitful. There's a lot of deceitfulness in favor.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank
they
you.
Got favor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because of what they done.
Come on.
Praise God. It's deceitful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've deceived many because you, hallelujah, have given them favor.
Come on.
Praise God. Men have deceiving women because, amen, hallelujah, they have, hallelujah, glory to God, done things for them for favor. And many of the men are deceived by women.
Yes.
Glory to God. Many deceivers out there because
yes.
they have done them a lot of favors. But I want you to know, amen, if you serve God, God will give you favor.
Yes.
You don't have to worry, amen, about the favor. Hallelujah. That, amen, will that deceitful favor.
Yes.
But, amen, God will give you favor. Amen. That is good. Read on for me, please.
And beauty is vain.
Oh, my God. Beauty is vain.
Yeah.
Amen. She might be a beautiful woman. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're looking at all that beauty, but she's mean and nasty.
Ooh.
She's got a bitter spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. She got a spirit that you can't even deal with.
Yes.
You can't even talk to her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beauty is vain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She looked wonderful. She looked well.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. But she don't have God.
Come on.
On the inside, the devil speaks through her.
Hallelujah.
The devil live in her.
Come on.
Got a bad mind and a bad heart. Glory to God. Read on for me, please.
But a woman that feareth the Lord.
But a woman that feareth the Lord.
She
said, you got to have a lot of fear for God.
Oh,
amen. God brought me out. God put me in this position. God put me in this place. Many of you think that you did.
Come on.
You got yourself up.
Come on.
You got yourself where you are. But amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
remember the women that fear God and know that God did it. God put me in this place.
Yes.
God gave me this anointing. God gave me this power.
Yes.
God raised me up to do his will.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm going to do what God say. Hallelujah. Because I fear the Lord.
Yes.
Now read on.
She shall be praised.
She shall be praised. People going to praise you because you fear the Lord. They're going to see God in you. They're going to see the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, long-suffering. They're going to see it in you. And they're going to be, hallelujah, ready to give you praise.
Yes.
Ready to honor you. Ready to reverence you. Because God is in you. Who can find a virtuous woman?
Yes.
I just want to know.
Yes.
I tell you, mothers, there's mothers that are virtuous.
Yes.
And you ought to honor them.
Yes.
You ought to know, amen, who they are. And let them know you appreciate them.
Yes.
And God will bless you. Read on.
Give her of the fruit of her
hand. Give her of the fruit of her hand. Her hand created great things.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And created blessings for you. Give her the fruit of the fruit of her hand. Read on.
And let her own works praise her in the gates.
And amen. Hallelujah. The work that she done, let it praise her. In the gate, wherever she go, her works, hallelujah, is going to praise her. Let the work you do speak for you.
Yes.
That's what will happen to a virtuous woman. That is what will happen to a woman that loved God. I want to pray for you today. You that need Jesus in your life. You that need Jesus in your heart. You that want to be saved. You can be saved. You need to come to Jesus. You need to give your life to Jesus. I know some of you have stepped in the door, but you didn't go all the way. You need to sell out and go all the way. Say, God, I love you, and I want Jesus to come into my life. I want to give up my way, and I want your way. Hallelujah, for your way is right.
Yes.
Forgive me of my sins. Blot out my transgression. Save me and deliver me now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And denounce the devil. Satan, I denounce you now. You have no longer have rights over me. You no longer have power over me. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And he died for my sins, rogues, that I may have life and have it more abundantly. I accept him into my heart. And you begin to praise him. You begin to thank him. You begin to bless him. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, all my soul.
Hallelujah.
All that within me.
Yes.
Bless his holy name. God is doing it for you.
Yes,
you
yes.
that are sick in your body, lay your hands on your body now.
Yes,
I curse
Lord.
Every
Hallelujah.
Sickness and disease
Come
and infirmity in the name of Jesus. By his stripes you are healed.
Yes,
it's already done. And all you got to say is, devil, hallelujah, I don't accept your sickness.
Yes,
you cannot put sickness on my body. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I will not allow sickness to come on me and remain there. You have to go now in the name of Jesus. Yes. Get up from there and begin to praise him. You that are having problems, hallelujah, financial, physically, spiritually, amen, hallelujah. I want you to know God will deliver you.
Yes, he
will. God will bring you out. Father, deliver them now.
Yes.
Every problem that they have, deliver them out of it. Bring them out and set them free now. In the name of Jesus. And we believe you now. You said two or three touch and agree on anything, you would do it. You said thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established. We decree it now. Anything we ask in your name, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would set them free now. Cover them with your blood.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. And we thank you now
for your
deliverance. We thank you now for what you have done. Ooh. Hallelujah. And you begin to praise God. And all your virtuous women's out there,
ooh,
amen,
hallelujah,
keep thanking God.
Yes.
Men, keep praising those women.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Because they deserve it. Now Evangelist Sheila's coming back with our announcements.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Apostle, for that powerful anointed
God
word talking
you
about the virtuous woman.
Yeah,
come on, virtuous woman, get up from there meet us tonight.
Hallelujah.
Tonight at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Come on out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, God, come on and meet us tonight at 8 p.m. at Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500 Northeast Florida Avenue. Meet us there in Melbourne, Florida, 32901. God has a word for the house, and you better come on out and receive it. I'll be ministering the word of God on tonight, and then join us on Friday where evangelist prophetess Serena Williams will be breaking forth the bread of life. God has a word for his people.
I'm telling you,
y'all look at the news, y'all looking at YouTube, looking at Facebook, everything is going down, but one thing about it, the word was in the beginning before the foundations of this world was even laid. It was the word, and the Bible tells us that everything is going down but
everything,
the word.
And
the word was at the beginning and the word is going to be at the end. So come on out and get the word and join us on Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Pastor Andre Smith will be breaking forth the bread of life.
I'm telling you,
we got to get this word on the inside. AI is coming in and taking over everything. But one thing about it, if you got that word hid on the inside of you, AI can't take over nothing that's rooted and grounded on the inside of you, because the word is going to jump up on the inside and say, that's not what the word told me on the inside. I'm telling you, the Bible said, be not deceived. Hallelujah. Deception is coming.
She read
the word. Your favor is deceitful. Deception is coming on the face of the land.
But once
you get the word on the inside, the devil can't deceive you with nothing.
Come on
out and meet us and join us. Thank you, hallelujah, for your support. Thank you for joining us. And I'm telling you, if you want to give to this woman of God, to this ministry, hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to give, hallelujah, to $ Pastor Lizzie. That's PASTORLIZZY. I'm telling you, everything that you give onto fertile ground, God is going to give it back to you in not many days hence. Every time you give unto this powerful woman of God, unto this powerful word, God is going to give it back to you. Pressed down, shaking together, running over, And you can give through Zelle. That's 321, 917-4202. Give unto the word and God is going to give it back to you. We thank you and we appreciate you for everything that you're doing. God loves you. We appreciate you and we love you. Hallelujah. Now back into the hands of our apostle for the final remarks. We love you. Thank you.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And thank you so much for tuning in.
Yes.
Many of you are tuning in.
Yes.
Amen. And thank you. Amen. Those that are listening.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank
you for the many words and comments about Pastor Monica that preached the word on last night.
God
meet us there in that place. And all day yesterday, we had a successful day. Amen. God is moving. You need to come and be blessed. You need to come and be delivered. You need to come and be set free.
Yes.
Now is your time. Today is your day of salvation. And God wants to save you and deliver you and bless you. The blessing of the Lord make it rich.
Ooh.
and addeth no sorrow. You will not be sad. You will not be down after God bless you. I love you, I'll be praying for you. God bless you.
God bless you.
So I keep it on the side.